Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Beth, it's time for another staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Arielle?
Morning!
Hi, guys.
Hi, Arielle. So what's going on with you and your boyfriend, Seth?
I'm really hoping that you guys can help me figure it out. I've been with Seth for 5 years. And, like, honestly, I'm so in love with him, but something's weird, and he says he loves me, and I believe him, but then he refuses to call me his girlfriend. So we've just been dating for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, whoa. It's weird, right? That's weird.
That's very weird.
And I keep asking him, like, you know, aren't I your girlfriend? And he is just really not into labels. That's what he keeps telling me.
Oh, girl. For five years, like, hold on. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but, like, have you met his family or his friends?
No.
Like,
No. And...
Oh, my.
Oh, you a side chick. Please, Elise, you a side chick.
Right? I can't spend the night at his place.
What?
But he'll spend the night at my place. I mean...
Wait, pause.
Not the point. It's bullshit,
hold
right?
on. Like, that is bullshit. But I'm sorry, girl. I have to... We got to break this down because this is very different to me. So for 5 years, you have never slept over at this man's house?
No.
And you're not worried that he's like a serial killer or something?
Or worse, yeah. Cheating?
Worried, yeah. That's more what I'm worried about. That if he's not official with me, he's official with somebody else.
Then have you at least like met like maybe his coworkers? Have you been able to go over... Okay.
No, he says it's because he's super private. He tells me I can't sleep over because his place is a disaster and he's embarrassed and that, you know, he's got some roommate that's a slob and is really new and he doesn't want me there.
How often, like a week, do you guys, you know, how do you, you know?
So he's over at my place, you know, at least 2-3 nights a week.
Does he spend the night at all?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes he ends up having to go because he's got to work, but... So he says.
Or pick up his kids and his wife, take them to work. I don't know. Oh, that's weird. 5 years? He can't even call you the girlfriend? Come on, man.
I mean, I thought I was being paranoid at first. And I want to be open-minded. I don't want to be high maintenance. But after 5 years, this is like...
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't called us sooner. My God.
Enough said, man.
I thought about it. But, you know, girls, we get a bad reputation. You know what I mean? Where it's like we're asking for too much or we are told that we're being paranoid. Or
you are not asking for too much to want to be someone's girlfriend after dating for 5 years.
Right. And Seth is a cheater's name, by the way. My goodness.
What?
Total cheater's name. All right, you know what? Let's give him a call. We're going to offer him a free romantic staycation. And Nishi here is going to play the front desk clerk and ask him that one important question, Nishi.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Now, obviously, we want him to say your name, Arielle. If not, then he has a lot of explaining to do to you. And if you don't mind, we're just going to eavesdrop on that conversation.
Yeah, of course.
Along with a million of our listeners, if you don't mind that as well.
Well, that's why I haven't called yet, so yeah.
Right. Is it over after 5 years, or if he is seeing someone else, or you were the side chick?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
I hope so, because this is just 5 years. I can't.
That's a long time.
It is so long.
If he says your name, then he's not cheating.
Well, if he says my name, then I'm going to be like, all right, great, you picked me. Like, obviously, I'm your girlfriend. Like, let's just say it. Get over your stuff.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It's like crazy.
Okay. Let's call Seth up next. Staycation setup time with your morning mess. All right, ladies and gentlemen, morning mess rocking with you with the staycation setup. So we had spoke to Miss Arielle. We are in shock because she's been dating this guy for 5 years and you don't call each other boyfriend or girlfriend. What the
hell? I've been with my husband 6 years total. My husband.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So Arielle let us know that still not being called girlfriend. And Arielle, after 5 years, you've never seen his house or apartment.
Nope.
You guys haven't met each other's parents.
Nope. He tells me it's a privacy thing. He doesn't like labels. And he says his apartment is disgusting. He's embarrassed because his roommate's like a total slob and he doesn't want me to come over.
Or his roommate's his girlfriend.
Or that. I mean, I have definitely held off on having a guy over at my place, but not even a month. Like, what?
All right. So, Aria, you're familiar with our show, right?
Yeah.
We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic staycation, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, we want him to say your name, Ario. If he doesn't, the show is yours at that point, okay?
Okay.
Deep breath, everybody in studio. All right, Ario, deep breath.
Okay.
Praying for the best for you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Seth?
Yeah.
Hi, Seth. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, throwing you in with the honeymoon package, and I'm calling just to confirm some details with you and actually congratulate you on your winning.
For what exactly? You were just rambling on it. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Oh, my apologies, sir. We're a new establishment here in North Scottsdale. You've been selected as our grand prize winner. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, and we're adding in a honeymoon package. The only thing we're asking for is a review of your experience in return for the stay, so you don't have to worry about any payment or any worries about a presentation or any purchases.
So let me get this straight. You're telling me that there's a hotel, and I get a stay for a couple of nights at no cost, and then I just review it, and that's the deal?
That is the deal. Now, if you do decide to get room service, that's the only time where you would need to pay additional, and then, of course, damages to the room if there are any.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, perfect. So I've got a few questions. Let's get answered here. First one for you is, with this romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I wanted to check in and see maybe if you wanted me to put a specific message down for your guest, and I'll give you a moment to think about that.
Okay, you know what? Put down the best fiancé I could ever ask for.
I've got that written down. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name.
It's Brianna.
Who in the fuck is Brianna? You have a fiance?
Hello?
Yeah, Seth, we do have to let you know legally you're live on the radio right now. So Ariel's on the line. She called us, the Morning Mass, on Live 101.5.
Yes, what? Ariel, I'm not your fucking fiance.
Hold on. You have someone call me? Who is this? Your friend or some?
No, we're a radio station. She called our show. She suspected you of cheating, and obviously you're cheating on your fiance with Ariel.
Right.
I'm not cheating on anybody.
Excuse me? You spend the
night. Your mind is like way.
We're together all the time. You tell me that you love me, but you are going to marry someone else.
Yeah, I love you. Friend Brad, I love him. You're not my girlfriend. It doesn't.
Oh my God.
I don't understand what's going on.
Right.
So you're seeing Ariel on the side. Does your fiance know that you're seeing Ariel?
No, of course not.
Oh, really? She doesn't? Well, she's going to know now because I'm going to tell her.
You need to slow down, okay?
No, I don't actually need to slow the f*** down. It's been 5 years, and if I was her, I'd want to know.
Oh,
so you know what?
I'm
about to go find her and tell her. Bye-bye.
Ariel.
She hung up. So I don't understand this, Seth. You're pretty calm about cheating on your fiance with this girl, and it's not cheating. How do you not classify that as cheating?
I'm not cheating on anybody.
How do you say that, though?
Ariel thinks that there's this huge relationship between us. We hang out, and sometimes we hook up. Like, it's nothing even close to
that's
anything.
That's cheating.
Right. But hold on. Your fiance doesn't know about any of this?
I need to get off this phone.
You need to do a lot of things, like starting off by not cheating on your fiancé and starting to tell the truth to the people that you're talking with and staying over with.
I did not. I have not lied to anybody.
You are lying literally to yourself right now. We have counseling services that we can offer, and that is definitely something I would like to pass on to you.
Hey, Seth.
What? Is your fiancé not putting it down in the bedroom? That's why you have this side chick?
Here we go.
All right, I'm done with this.
Have you ever thought about maybe asking your fiancé, can Ariel, you know, come over for the sleepover?
Oh my God. He's not responding because there's nothing else to say at this point.
Is Ariel invited to the wedding?
Oh, jeez, I hope not. Can you even let us know how long you've been with your fiancé? Like, was she after Ariel? Was she before Ariel?
She was after.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So you've just been leading her on this entire time?
Wow.
Any last words, Seth, if Ariel or your fiance happens to be listening to our show at this moment?
Then you guys better find yourselves a lawyer.
What?
I call Brandon Ruffy.
Call Brandon Ruffy.
Looks like you're going to have an injury real quick.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on one second. We're getting you counseling services.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.